With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Ben Thomas reports there's been U.S. airstrikes launched against Nigeria.
They're killing record numbers of Christians in Nigeria.
President Trump in November telling reporters traveling with him aboard Air Force One.
That part of the world, they're killing the Christians and killing them in very large numbers. Not going to allow that to happen.
In a Christmas Evening Post, the president announced U.S. forces had launched what he said had been a deadly strike against Islamic State forces in Nigeria. U.S. Africa Command says the strikes had been conducted at the request of Nigerian authorities, and Nigeria's foreign ministry says it cooperated with mutual respect for sovereignty and shared commitments to regional and global security. I'm Ben Thomas.
Developers of a Virginia offshore wind project are now asking a federal judge to block a Trump administration order that halted construction of their project, along with four others.
Dominion Energy said in its lawsuit filed late Tuesday that the government's order is arbitrary and unconstitutional. The Richmond-based company is developing Coastal Virginia Offshore Wind, a project it says is essential to meet dramatically growing energy needs driven by dozens of new data centers. A hearing is scheduled for 2 p.m. Monday on Dominion's request for a temporary restraining order.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. When the ball drops on New Year's Eve in New York City, it will sparkle in red, white, and blue, ushering in 2026. And according to America 250 chair Rosie Rios, it'll be something like you've never seen before.
Pomp and circumstance, broadcast concerts that everyone's expecting. But again, I'm telling you right now, whatever you're imagining, it's going to be much more than that. It's going to be one for the ages, the most inspirational celebration this country and maybe the world has ever seen.
Slow going on Wall Street, at least for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. It is down 84 points at this hour. The Nasdaq's up about 10. This is SRN News. A new poll asked churchgoers about the Bible and social issues.
The survey was commissioned by the Family Research Council, and it reveals that just 47% of Americans who attend worship services regularly believe that the scriptures are clear and unambiguous about the morality of homosexuality. And that's down from 63% who thought that just 2 years ago. And the poll also finds just 40% of churchgoers think the Bible is clear on transgenderism. 51% feel the same about abortion. Michael Harrington reporting.
What do you believe about the afterlife? A new poll from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University has delivered some unexpected results. For one thing, only 52% of people who describe themselves as Christians say they expect to spend eternity in the presence of God. Another 12% believe that they will experience what they call eternal peace without the presence of any divine being. This is SRN News. Modern technology is breathing new life into America's long-dormant graphite mines.
Graphite is crucial for lithium-ion batteries, and demand is surging. Under President Trump, the U.S. is looking to challenge China's dominance in the marketplace. Several companies, including Titan Mining Corporation of New York, have plans to mine graphite. Titan aims for commercial sales by 2028. The U.S. government has fast-tracked permits and offered financial support to boost domestic graphite production. Rich Thomason reporting.
Six Baltimore Ravens, Denver Broncos, San Francisco 49ers, and Seattle Seahawks selected for the Pro Bowl games. The defending Super Bowl champion Eagles, along with the Dallas Cowboys, Detroit Lions, and the Los Angeles Chargers, are sending five players each. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.